93.5 at 8 o'clock.
Where is he? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They still don't know. In Maine, where law enforcement keeps searching for Robert Carr, the suspected gunman in the Lewiston mass shootings that left 18 people dead, including Leroy Walker's son, Joseph.
It's been a horrible 2 or 3 days wherever we are.
Joseph Walker managed the bar that was shot up along with a bowling alley, and his father just told Fox he died a hero.
My son went after the shooter trying to defend everyone that was being shot at, and Chris lost his life in trying.
3 of the 13 people wounded remain in critical condition. The U.S. went on the attack in Syria with airstrikes in retaliation for recent attacks on U.S. bases in Syria and Iraq that left more than 20 Americans injured. Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House they hit.
A weapons depot and an ammo storage facility that were involved in attacks against U.S. troops in the region within the last week. These facilities were controlled by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps.
21 days into Israel's war against Hamas terrorists.
The Israelis conducted a series of raids overnight, not just from the ground, but also from the sea, trying to destroy a number of Hamas cells along the border. They're also targeting tunnel infrastructure beneath the Gaza Strip, as the number of hostages inside Gaza has risen to 229 people.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Israel, where the defense minister said this morning a ground invasion into Gaza will start soon and be long and difficult. House Speaker Mike Johnson, just elected days ago, tells Fox's Hannity.
We're going to bring forward a standalone Israel funding measure over $14 billion.
Is $14 billion enough?
Israel's requested a little less than that, actually. The White House did.
But President Biden wants Congress to bundle that military aid with $60 billion in additional aid to Ukraine. Johnson says the Republican-led House will not consider that. Some GOP lawmakers say we've sent Ukraine enough. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
There's another runner on the road to the White House, a Democrat. Congressman Dean Phillips will launch his campaign this morning in New Hampshire.
He's already filed paperwork with the Federal Elections Commission to set up his campaign. Phillips has been a strong supporter of President Biden, but citing the president's age, has repeatedly criticized him for not passing the torch to the next generation of Democratic leaders. The president continues to suffer from low approval ratings among many groups and concerns over his physical and mental stamina. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A group of Republican lawmakers from New York are making a new push to kick Congressman George Santos, a fellow Republican, out of the House. He's due in court today.
Congressman George Santos is set to appear before a judge on Long Island to answer to a revised indictment accusing him of several frauds, including making tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges on credit cards belonging to some of his campaign donors. Santos has already pleaded not guilty to other charges that were filed in May that accuse him of lying to Congress about his wealth, applying and receiving unemployment benefits while he had a job, and using campaign funds to pay for personal expenses. He has continued to represent his district, which includes part of Long Island. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
While auto workers consider whether to approve a tentative new contract with Ford, the picketing continues outside GM and Stellantis facilities.
The strike, now into its seventh week, expanded to GM's Silverado truck plant in Texas and to Stellantis' Ram truck plant in suburban Detroit, serving a major financial blow to the automakers in the process. Though also as fatigue continues to set in for striking workers as the colder weather moves in and amid little strike pay ahead of the holidays. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell this hour. On Thursday night football, the Buffalo Bills beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-18. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Woman hurt after she was hit by a car in Champaign. It happened in the intersection of West Bradley Avenue and North State Street. The victim taken out of the hospital, expected to recover. The woman ticketed for entering the roadway. A man in custody after a police officer shot during a traffic stop in Springfield Tuesday night. Springfield police and other departments responded to the 1600 block of Toronto Road. The officer was from a different department but did not clarify which. Police said the officer conducting a traffic stop when the shooting happened. Illinois Department of Natural Resources monitoring for any outbreaks of the bird flu. This will take place during the fall bird migration. Members of the public encouraged to report large concentrations of 20 or more deceased birds found at one location. Reports can be made to the local IDNR district wildlife biologist. University of Illinois police investigating after they said a Circle K employee stabbed during a shoplifting incident yesterday morning at First and Green Streets. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
I was referencing you really can't buy interior double doors pre-hung. They have to order stuff like Home Depot would order it and that kind of thing. Nick says that, and I said maybe Casey's has it because they have everything. He said, "What do you say? Doors
half off with a slice of pizza and a fountain drink.
There you go.
Heck
that
of a deal.
Awesome.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. Their pizza's awesome.
There you go.
Let's check our weather. Brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you that Health Alliance have their open enrollment period going on now. So that goes through December 7th. Health Alliance representatives are available at 888-382-9771 or healthalliance.org/MedicareOnline.
All right, Mr. Greg Soyer, our meteorologist. You've given us all permission, I guess, to take an extended day lunch here because of the weather, right?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, get out there and enjoy it. This is it. You'll note the cold front 5 to 7 o'clock northwest to southeast on the ETA with a commensurate drop in temperatures, and we'll just go from that point. A little more seasonal here for the day tomorrow on greetings, and then probably a definite November feel going forward into the back part of the weekend, and still tracking along the periphery of this kind of early season Arctic air. A little disturbance that may bring our season's first snowflakes in the air. Kind of a spooky go of it, if you will, for Halloween Tuesday. After that slow, gradual moderation, and we do see another kind of broadening window of opportunity if you're still trying to cross T's and dot I's on the outdoor work and harvesting across our part of the Corn Belt. Beautiful morning. Get out there. We've got a little sunshine between these two weather systems. A little shower activity south and east of Indianapolis. Our stuff coming in via Iowa. 63 now at Willard and Savoy. 59 at Rantoul. Afternoon high for the day today is more or less like it ought to be for practically early to mid-September around here. We'll top out at around 78 with sunshine giving way to clouds and a stray shower this morning. A couple of showers, thunderstorms get going ahead of the cold front later this afternoon. Turning much colder tonight. Occasional showers, a couple of evening thunderstorms in spots down to 44. Tomorrow much colder, but not far off seasonal highs. We ought to be around 60 this time of the year. 55 tomorrow as new showers break out on a north wind and widespread rains tomorrow night into Sunday with maybe a thunderstorm, probably half to an inch of the gauge expected. Not getting out of the 40s through Sunday evening. The temperatures crash 31 Monday morning, 44 in the afternoon with an afternoon shower. Tuesday, Halloween, cold with a few snowflakes in the morning and a sprinkle and snowflake for the afternoon at 42 for the high. Will be in the 20s at night. Highs into the 40s Wednesday and Thursday, back into the lower 50s come Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solvay.
Well, we've all been watching the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chief. Best tight end in football, I think. Don't you think, Johnny?
Well, I like Ferguson down there in Dallas, and Kittle's good.
Yeah,
no, Travis is up with the best.
That's Brother Johnny. There's Diane Ducey.
Love this song.
I am Stevie J. Michelle Pollino. She's got it going on. Been entertainment ace or Fox for a while. Nice going. Way to go, Michelle.
Thanks.
And she's got that deep early LA morning voice. Come on, man.
Sip the coffee.
All right, so if I could get Taylor Swift to say I've got the best radio show in the world, my numbers would go up.
Yes. The man. Swifties.
I could sell a jersey. I mean, it's a remarkable thing. Is this the biggest power couple in America in a long, long, long time?
It has been. I think they're getting nervous about all the attention, though. I know that the, because I'm from Philadelphia, so I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and I listened to the brothers' podcast, and I know that Kelsey's been, like, voice concern. He's like, all this attention, it's a bit much. I think he's nervous about that. There's all sorts of weird stories that people can make up the strangest stuff. Like, they're worried about her in the football suite dancing too close to Patrick Mahomes' little brother, Jackson, who apparently has battery charges against him. He's an influencer. Like, all these stories that are just popping out of two people that are dating. They just started dating.
Yeah.
And the problem is that she's the most famous woman in the world and the richest. So there's that.
So if that's the case, I mean, they could go buy an island. They have aircraft to get them there. They could have getaways where nobody's around them. They could do that. If she's making $1 million a day, which is what I read, they could do pretty much whatever they want to do, Michelle. I mean, she's making four times what you make, but it's still good money. I mean, it's not bad $1 million a day there, Michelle. So,
yeah, give me $1 million a day. Yeah. You won't see me out
absolutely.
In the crowd.
Absolutely.
But it's also, I mean, it's not bad to be seen because you are out there doing concerts and selling stuff, so that's good. But I thought it was interesting what Travis Kelce's dad said, that he was most impressed with the way in the suite that she'd pick up other people's plates.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't get that diva memo or something.
That's right.
Well,
that's exactly what he said.
She likes being in the suites watching the game, and it's a bird's nest on the ground as far as that goes, because they're showing her all the time.
Yeah, right.
And it's a romantic story, and we like Kelce.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta like the Chiefs. I mean, I've got my Saints, but I like watching the Chiefs too.
It is remarkable,
and I like Philly too. By the way, Michelle.
Philadelphia's really good. They're really good. Okay.
No, the Chiefs are great, and I love the brothers, and I love the mom.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
These are, and it's a great story overall. I think it's just a bit much with the media.
Yeah.
If they get a story people follow, they're going to.
That's right. It's clickbait. People are clicking on that.
Make up anything they can think of.
Yeah. It draws eyes. Well, okay, so I guess they kind of keep going here, but the fact that they're this mega celebrity, is Erin Andrews really credited with saying, hey, you've got to go on a date with this guy? Did she say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. She has a podcast, and she basically said it, and it just happened. It's really, it's kind of just blown up to be something else. I do think, like this is... I'd like them together, but, you know, I do also, she was with Joe Alwyn, the actor, the British actor, for like 6 years.
Oh.
And I think that this is going to be a little bit of a rebound, and who knows, rebounds sometimes work out. So,
all right, well, we'll see where it goes. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, what the power couple. Michelle Pelino, the best Hollywood reporter out there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
You
have a great one.
Thank you. You as well. I had her on one time, and it was like 6:20.
And I think it was coming out of the Oscars or something.
Well, yeah, she'd been up all night.
Maybe she didn't even go to bed.
She just said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Exactly.
She said, and then she got Fox to move her from, you know, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Right.
So, okay. This was the first call out of the gate for her, I think. No, it would have been 5 to 6. Anyway, it was 6:19 now in L.A., where she is.
I was looking up Travis's 34 and Taylor is 33, and you were noting that she's 5'11 and he's 6'5. That is a tall couple. And just so many great pictures of them.
But you said she filled out. I think she's thin.
No, I don't think she's thin then. She's just.
I mean, she's not like anorexic, but she.
Right. But there's so many stars that are way too thin.
Oh, okay, yeah. But she also is as normal. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's where she really distinguishes herself. So many of those stars have issues.
Right.
Too much partying.
Yeah.
Then they get some kind of problem where they have to get help. And she just has held the line,
It looks like. Pretty well grounded.
Yeah.
Well, and when I went into her career as a teenager, you know, she was making these cassette tapes and making these songs when she was growing up, and her mom would take them to the radio stations and things like that. It was one of those kind of wholesome start to the career that she really invested in herself, and so did her family, and get getting her out there. And I talk about that when I'm visiting with eighth graders about their career. Find something you love to do and start to get really good at it. And then it doesn't seem like work every day.
Yeah, no, she's great what she does. And listen, picking up the plate in the suite's not trivial.
Yeah,
it's right. I think that just shows you what we're talking about.
Grounded,
that's
a little
right.
bit grounded.
I haven't done to see to do that.
Well, she's, a million a day. That's pretty good coin.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Other than, I guess.
How would she even know that? She has people for all. She doesn't get into that, does she?
She may not know it. You know it, but she may not.
Wow. That's right. And who knows if that's right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
She's doing fine. But there's a point at which you can go anywhere you want to go and eat anything you want to eat. That's all.
So yeah.
That's right.
That's extra three-quarter million a day.
And then have a massage therapist and a chef and all that.
Now
would be awesome.
Now be able to consider buying the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, she could actually
buy it.
Couldn't she?
Well, she's got a few years.
Yeah.
We're talking about $4, $5, and $6 billion now.
Wow. We were talking about seeing the Eras Tour movie and how you're up and dancing, you know, most of this movie. I mean, and Stevie was saying, I'd be like, sit down, kid.
Hey, sit down. Hey. And get off my
I'm
yard.
Like,
get off my lawn.
Sit in the front row then so nobody's standing in front of you if you don't want to stand.
I want to watch the movie. I don't want to dance.
Well, sit in the front because we're
in the
front.
You get a headache. That's right. Quit your screaming. Could you please quiet down? Could you turn it down?
This sounds like a blast to me.
Okay. Sports. Illinois plays Kansas 5 o'clock Sunday night, Big Ten Network.
Absolutely.
Where you can go buy a ticket and be there. That'll be fun. And then IHSA football's happening.
Yes, it is. We have Triad at Muhammad Seymour at 7 o'clock. Danville's at Washington. We have GCMS and Aurora Christian going at it tonight. Then the 1 o'clock games, PBL and Princeton. We also have Villa Grove and Leroy. Now the 2 o'clock games tomorrow, West Central and South Fork. We also have Monticello and DeCoin. Unity at Williamsville. Carlinville is at SJO and Centennial at Crete Moni. That's the games we're watching with interest to hope for the best in the playoffs, which I think when we get around the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, that must be in NIU territory.
I think it's
right.
Is it Northern or ISU? I get confused.
I do too.
It's not here.
It's not here.
We have Northwestern.
Right.
In fact, I don't think we get football here anymore. I think it's just basketball.
Okay.
I think we're all basketball here now, but
well,
I think...
shoot, I used to love Tent City around Memorial Stadium and all of that.
I might be wrong, but that's in my head.
Okay.
Well, somebody commented that the place for the football games is smaller, so it seems like a bigger game. Memorial was really a little big. You're right.
Wouldn't the kids want to play here?
Probably.
I think they're just glad to go state championship.
By the way,
next week is the anniversary of 100 years Memorial Stadium being built.
That's right.
And I was reading some accounts on that, and they raised $1.6 million, and they built it for $1.2 million.
Wow, that's some extra money.
And so they had a payday every Friday, and they paid their workers a dollar an hour. I believe.
That's a lie. I don't think so. We made that in 1968.
Okay, maybe it's a dollar a week? Dollar a day. Maybe dollar a day.
Dollar a day.
Yeah. So they had a 14-year-old part of the family that it was the English brothers that are still in existence.
Yeah.
English Brothers Construction.
With my brothers in Deuce Construction, English Brothers.
English Brothers have been around a long time. They had amazing softball teams back in the day, playing the Buck Wittemann.
Nice. They're
so good.
Oh, I just love those days.
Anyway, so they had this, one of the family members was 14, and they had him drive over at 14 with a gun and all the cash to pay.
Okay.
And there were a lot of workers.
Yeah.
But they were looking forward to the money every week.
Sure.
But it was amazing. I had all the stats of all the iron, all the bricks, all the minutes. And they built it pretty quick relative to what you think it takes. So 100 years, November 3rd, I believe, is the anniversary.
That's awesome.
And then the Red Grange game, everybody, Mrs. Kinnego, the former owner and matriarch of the News Gazette and all their holdings, she told me that her dad carried her on her shoulders that day because it was so muddy. It was all mud, and people dressed up back in the day to go to these football
games.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it was a Red Grange game where he scored 6 touchdowns against Michigan.
Yeah, and that was Red.
Memorial Stadium for all those veterans and people that have served and died in wars.
And yes, and their names are at the bases of some of those pillars then, huh?
Yeah. I think that's World War I, maybe World War II, too. Anyway, it's quite the history, and we're on 100 years next week. All right, we'll be right back. Coming back with, we'll check Fox Business Minute. Make sure everything's okay. Market's been a little weakly.
That's right.
Check
that World
next.
Series tonight. Arizona's at Texas.
Okay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There was some improvement in inflation last month as measured by the PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. Inflation for the year ending in September up 3.4%. Core inflation on an annual basis, 3.7%. Personal incomes rose only 0.3%. Spending, which is personal consumption, up 0.7%. That may be a sign people are dipping into savings to buy things. Amazon's profit tripled in the summer from a year ago. Its retail business is resilient, and it's predicting increasing demand for its cloud business to serve artificial intelligence. Chevron and ExxonMobil both reported mixed earnings. Those stocks are lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center is now open. Open swim weekdays from 12:30 to 7, and weekend hours are 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lap swim weekdays. Admission $8 for residents, $12 for non-residents. Buy punch cards for a discount on your admission. Stay cool at the pool this summer. Rent the pool for parties. Call the pool for more information at 217-239-7946 or visit online urbanaparks.org.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Good visit with Trey Yingst from Fox News, who's on the ground in Gaza. And I'm going to play a little more of that, a clip of that that we played last hour, coming in the next half hour, so you can rehear if you missed it.
Okay.
He's an outstanding journalist, reporter, and we could hear bombs going off while he was talking. He was inside, you could hear the bombs. Mm-hmm. So pretty loud. All right, so we've got no football. Everybody's healing up, and then I'm making the bold statement that Illinois is not out of the bowl hunt. We go to Minnesota and Iowa in our two of the last four games, and we're home two games. And we're going to be favored against Indiana Northwestern. That would get us to 5. We have to beat Minnesota on the road or Iowa on the road, and I think that's possible. And so if we get to 6, we're going to a bowl. And the value of that, Johnny, is 15 more practices and your bowl team every year. That kind of a feel.
Yeah, no, big. A little tough road to hold. They need 3 out of 4, but they're good enough to do it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Listen, the last two games showed a different team. And when you're getting better, it's something to be happy about.
Yep.
When you're getting better. And they are getting better. They're just getting better.
How will we do against Kansas in the scrimmage on Sunday night, do you think?
I just don't have a clue.
It's on Big Ten Network. Watch it. So
no, I'm gonna try to watch it, but I don't have a clue.
I don't either.
I do know that Bill's teams start slow sometimes.
Okay, well,
and we've got more of an experienced team for this day and age in terms of how many guys came back from our fighting
line. Eight guys on the team. That came back to the lineup?
I think eight new guys.
Right.
Illinois.
But how many old guys?
Oh, 4. I think there's 14 on the team, 12 to 14. But
I think 15.
15, mm-hmm. Is it?
They all played in the Ottawa game.
Okay, so.
And 14 of them scored at least 1 point.
Wait a minute. There's more than 4 guys from last year's team.
I thought it was 8.
I can almost name them.
Well, you can count them out
Yeah,
here.
Count them.
You got Coleman and Goody, and you got Terrence Shannon.
And you got Rogers.
You got Dane Danger, Ty Rogers. That's 5.
Okay.
5 guys that were significant with playing time.
And there's not a lot of teams. That's good.
5 yeah. good that's, ones. That's, yeah, good players.
We got experience.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, usually,
and we're older. What's right. that What's that mean? When you go from an average age of 19 and a half to 23 or whatever it is now, that's a big.
It's usually a plus. And Bill usually goes through a lot more every year. They just keep
getting better
through.
Yeah.
And no, they just go on to the pros.
Yeah.
So they
yeah,
because
right.
he gets
it's
so
true.
Many
yeah,
top
true.
Ones.
Yeah.
It looks like Coleman Hawkins is on the Carl Malone Award watch list. That's cool.
Well, when you're 6'10, 6'11, and can run up and down and shoot the 3.
Started all 33 games last season.
Yeah, well, and he's pretty hard to defend because of his long. I mean, think about what Kofi Coburn would have made if it was 1995 with the age of Shaq and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi would have been drafted.
Well, and you know, when you're 22 or 3 versus 19, there's a chance. There's a chance if you start out 1 for 10 from threes, you'll quit shooting them.
You're
not hitting them, guy. It's like Barkley said. He'd call time and say, next guy shoots a 3, I'm going to deck him.
Now, I will be, because again, it was Luke Goody made the point, said last year, it was our shot selection. He said, we can make them if they're good shots.
Sure.
So he said, we have to take better shots. He said, coach told us all the time, shot selection. And I think being an older, experienced team, maybe we'll...
Well, you have more patience because the reason you don't wait to get a good shot is you just want to fire one
yeah.
up.
Well, and I mean, it was Matthew Meyer said, our job is to go chuck threes.
Well, he did it.
He did.
I'll tell you, he made one at the... a double overtime at Michigan from way downtown,
yeah.
nothing but net. It was a beautiful shot, and I'll never forget it because the next 25 he missed. That was the last 3 Matthew Meyer made in his career. And wait, we had like 3 or 4 more games.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I sure like the prospect of Luke Goody and Marcus Damask, both 6'7", that can shoot it,
mm-hmm.
on waiting there for penetration from Ty Rogers. Kick it out.
And Hawkins inside. We've got a strong inside game.
Yeah.
And we just need
Dane Danger didn't play much basketball until last year.
Shot selection, good patience.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well,
and some of the newcomers, Imani Hansberry. I don't know this Max Williams. There's also Quincy Guerrier.
Yeah, he's good.
Guerrier.
You know, he's good. And we have a guy that averaged.
You forgot about Sincere Harris.
Oh, that's 6 guys.
Harris.
Maybe, Diane's right. Maybe there are 8 back.
That's right.
Anyway, so we're fired up to see how we look.
I think we can. I'm going to say we'll beat Kansas. He just doesn't start out that fast, and we've got a good...
Well, then that's going to be on the other side of that.
Really?
The expectations. We're going to go undefeated.
They're ranked number 1.
It's a preseason game. They're just
it's a scrimmage. Yep.
They're looking at the recruits they got in. Oh, the top 10.
You're right.
They've never played together. Yep.
My question is, are they going to stop playing, say, run that out of bounds play again? Is this a practice? Is it a scrimmage? What's the game feel here?
Right.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't know. I think they're going to do some stuff they do in practice a little bit. I don't know if the stoppage of play. I don't know who the officials are going to be. Got to be Big Ten guys because, you know, it's still guys playing, trying to win.
Well, I say we'll beat them because if I'm wrong, it doesn't matter.
Well, okay. The other side of that, though, the expectation thing. If we're really good, undefeated, come on, man. That kind of stuff.
I don't think so in a scrimmage.
I hope so.
Will not get carried.
I just want to see if we can compete at that level.
I think we can.
Okay, then good. Okay. That'll be awesome. And that's Sunday at 5, Illinois basketball. Of course, we'll be talking about it Monday morning.
Right, and keep in mind the Maui Strong attire that you can get at Game Day Spirit.
You betcha. They make all kinds of beautiful colors.
Yes.
And it's to raise money for Maui.
And the jerseys are cool, too.
Yeah, no, they've got stuff at Game Day you want to check out. Okay, we'll break for news, come back, and play a little Trey Yinks live on the Gaza Strip. I mean, you hear bombs. It's unbelievable. And if you missed that, and it'll be at the podcast later today at steviejay.com. You'll listen to the whole thing, but he's just tremendous.
Well, Stevie, I might check out and listen to that myself.
All right.
I got to go see how Bobby's doing, and it's great to be here this week.
Yeah, always.
With
thanks.
Enjoy
for
the
jumping
weekend,
in.
Johnny.
Appreciate Johnny. Thank you.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Among the 18 people killed in Wednesday's shootings at a bowling alley at a restaurant in Lewiston, Maine, restaurant manager Joseph Walker. Auburn City Councilor Leroy Walker says his son confronted the shooter with a knife.
My son went after the shooter trying to defend everyone that was being shot at and just lost his life in trying.
More than 80 FBI agents have joined the manhunt. Israel's defense minister says a ground operation against Hamas terrorists in Gaza is close and that it will last months.
The Israelis conducted a series of raids overnight, not just from the ground, but also from the sea, trying to destroy a number of Hamas cells along the border. They're also targeting tunnel infrastructure beneath the Gaza Strip as the number of hostages inside Gaza has risen to 229 people.
Fox's Trey Yinks in southern Israel. Stocks are mixed. Not too much moving to start the day on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. NTSB is revealing its initial report of the deadly ammonia tanker crash last month in Effingham County. It happened September 29th on Highway 40 near Teutopolis. They found the crash was caused by a car trying to pass the truck in a no-passing zone. The tanker hit a utility trailer, which tore a hole in the tanker, causing thousands of gallons of ammonia to leak out, resulting in deaths of five. Illinois Department of Natural Resources unveiling the locations where deer can be tested for chronic wasting disease during the hunting season. CWD, deadly disease of the central nervous system in deer and elk. Hunters can visit participating vendors, including taxidermists and meat processors, to drop deer heads at self-serve drop-off sites. Bloomington police investigating a swatting call directed at School District 87. School officials say a threatening call made Wednesday to the district and other community organizations. Police in the district determined it wasn't a credible threat. As a precaution, Bloomington police increased its presence at Bloomington High School. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Find the career you want and the work-life balance you need. eMedia openings are now available with RPC's Early Childhood Education Program in Champaign County. New competitive wages, Monday through Friday schedule, weekends, and 17 paid holidays, health insurance, pension, sick and vacation time, free training, and tuition. It's the perfect opportunity to ignite your career in the early childhood education field. Visit the Regional Planning Commission's Early Childhood Education Program now. ccrpc.org/jobs.
We've got friends and family running, and at our Champaign location, we're doing 20% off for anybody that comes in, and it's a great time to get home finished before the holidays. It's like, get the furniture before Thanksgiving dinner, before Christmas, maybe the family's coming over to your house, so we've decided to run our friends and family promotion. We just got all new sectionals, so if you walk into the store, it looks like a different store.
Ashley Home Store, friends and family sale, 20% off.
702 Anthony Drive in Champaign.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Saturday. Big changes ahead over the weekend. Sharply cooler to colder arrives this evening. Widespread soaking rains and a raw day's worth of weather come Sunday. Unseasonably cold weather into early next week, and the first few flakes of snow are possible as well. Breezy and a mild one underway for the day today, and a warm one this afternoon, up to 78, even 80 just south of Champaign. South wind, a couple of showers may break out this morning, a couple of peaks of sun as well early on, and a couple of thunderstorms in spots later this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, on and off shower activity. Much colder tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow, much colder, partly sunny. A shower in spots for the afternoon. Maybe a late-day thunderstorm. Highs up to 55 with a north wind. Widespread wind-driven rains tomorrow night through Sunday. Couple of thunderstorms. 45 tomorrow night. Stuck in the 40s for the day Sunday. A shower Monday afternoon. Cold at 43. A couple of snow and rain showers Tuesday at 42. Lower 40s on Wednesday. Back up to near 50 next Thursday and Friday. For Steve VGA Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, Greg. 8:35, 25 before 9, ESPN, top of the hour. The boys this afternoon on the drive beginning at 3.
Yeah.
Monday, Jay Layman from 3 to 4.
Yes.
And Luke Altmaier getting ready for Minnesota, which will be our next football game week from tomorrow as we enjoy the off week.
Right.
And then Luke Altmaier's on at 4:05 with Lontay and Derek Piper. Tuesday at 3:30, it's Luke Goody.
Excellent.
We'll talk Kansas game and how that went.
And we've got our Luke supporters on both sides. So thank you to everybody who's been jumping on. Of course, we love our Fighting Illini athletes coming in and giving us their version of what happened over the weekend.
All right, so last hour I talked to Trey Yingst. If you watch Fox News, you see him. He is an unbelievable war reporter who's been doing this for, believe it or not, he's 30 years old. The guy's been out there since high school.
Yeah.
And he wants to be where it's important, mm-hmm. and it's important to get good information. Well, we visited with Trey earlier on the show.
Yeah, even as we speak right now, you might hear a few, there you go, a thud in the distance. The Israelis are hammering Gaza. I'm watching at a ridge that sits really 2 kilometers from the Gaza border. And I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rising stacks of smoke along the border. Some of the heaviest strikes are being conducted today since this war erupted 21 days ago. The Israelis are really trying to lay the groundwork for a pending invasion into Gaza. And just this morning, I was in Tel Aviv, Israel's second largest city, at the Kiryat, the Pentagon of Israel, meeting with the country's defense minister. And he told me, look, we can't give you the exact day, but this is coming soon. And he also described that once Israeli forces are inside the strip, this is not a matter of weeks, but rather months.
How do you fight in an urban setting when there could be booby traps or hiding under structures? I mean, I don't know how you do this, Trey.
It's going to be incredibly difficult for the Israelis. They'll be ambushed almost immediately after getting into Gaza City. Hamas and Islamic Jihad know Gaza like the backs of their hands. And so they are training, they're preparing, making sure their reserve forces are up to speed. And the defense minister today said something that was interesting. He said that they are learning from American lessons in Iraq during the invasion, and he even specifically mentioned Fallujah and also the Western-led coalition to destroy ISIS when they took the city of Mosul back from ISIS. And so they are trying to be up to speed in terms of urban warfare and the battle ahead, but they understand Israel will take casualties when they enter Gaza. There's no doubt about it. It's a matter now of how many they'll take and how efficient they can be in their operations.
All right, so what is the factor of Hezbollah coming from Lebanon, Syria, and all these? Is it potentially going to spread to be a much bigger Middle East war?
It certainly has that potential, and that is part of the reason you are seeing such a large American presence in the Middle East and displays of force that traditionally have been withheld. And it's to send a clear message to Iran and its proxies across the Middle East, not just in Gaza, but in Lebanon and in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and even Iranian territory, that if there is a larger attack against Israel, there will be some American involvement in the response. And that acts as a deterrent, but it also acts as a message to Israel's enemies that they are backed by the United States and they will not run out of ammunition like the factions inside Gaza ultimately will.
Trey Yingst on the phone, Tavins Joint phone line. Fox News, outstanding war reporter. He's been at he's in Kyiv, Ukraine before. I mean, he's in all the spots where we really have a hard time getting information. He's brave enough to do this work. Trey Yingst. Okay, so what do you say to the Americans that are protesting that say massacring babies and killing civilians is a lie? They're lying.
I always tell people everywhere around the world, just watch our reports. We'll show you what's happening. And we're not here to make decisions. We're not here to tell you what to believe. We're here to show you the facts on the ground and the evidence that we can gather and confirm. And we're very patient about that. You'll notice there have been a number of incidents throughout this conflict that have caused the region to erupt even further. One of those incidents was an explosion at a hospital in Gaza, where very quickly people associated the explosion with an Israeli strike. But it turned out it was an Islamic Jihad rocket that misfired. And I think that's one of many examples that we've faced where we have to be patient and we have to be disciplined with our reporting because these words matter. And so when people say these things didn't happen, I simply ask them to believe their eyes because we'll bring you the images live. We will show you, and I'll be there on the ground. And that's all we can do is we can show people what's happening. We can talk to everyone involved in this, try to get a clear picture of what's taking place, and we go from there.
Trey Yingst earlier this morning. You can hear the whole thing at stevejay.com, our podcast. Okay, so we do have a Stever, the programmer. I, Stevie J, hand money out. Yeah, I do. And if you want a new battery for your vehicle, it's free. Let that sink in.
Exactly.
It's free.
Love it.
Go Stever. Go Stever. S-T-E-V-E-R. Kids are growing up. Christian used to say, easy, Stever, calm down when I'd say something exaggerated or fantastic.
Yep.
And this is fantastic.
Yes.
I'm giving out money for you. So if you need a car battery, you can go to GoStever.com. Enter. You'll get an email tonight. You're one of our winners. Then you'll take your phone because that's where it'll show up. And you go on and show Mark Martinez that you're a Stever winner. They'll say, what battery do you need here? Let's get you this one for your truck or your car or your van. And then you'll fill out your survey. And boy, we get amazing returns there because it's small, very customer service friendly, and very fast. People say, I'm out of there in 20 minutes. New car battery. Boom. So there you go. It's Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable on North Mattis as you're driving toward the high school of St. Thomas. The more you're driving north.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on the right-hand side, right there, over the overpass, after you're over the overpass. Okay, so GoStever.com. I'm buying batteries. I am buying batteries.
So you got your trip check taken care of coming into the last quarter of the year and all the holiday travels that you might have.
It'll all be happening before we know it.
I know it.
All right, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines now, 8:41.
Buffalo over Tampa Bay, 24-28. When it comes to weekend games, Sunday at noon, New Orleans is in... What?
24-18.
You said 24-28. Oh, sorry about that.
But you said Buffalo over. It was a Hail Mary in the wind zone.
I know
it. Tampa Bay almost pulled it out. They went for two, and they got it. It was 24-18. They got the ball back with 30 seconds and threw it in the end zone. They almost got it.
Oh, my goodness.
What a game.
What a game.
You might not have seen it because it was on Amazon Prime. So you got to be a subscriber. I mean, see, all this subscription stuff now.
Yeah.
Peacock, we talked about, $5.99 a month. ESPN Plus is another whatever. So.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So we also have Minnesota at Green Bay Sunday at noon. And the Sunday night game will be the Bears in L.A. Last night in NBA action, Milwaukee over the Philadelphia 76ers, 118-117 in a tight one. Toronto and the Chicago Bulls going at it tonight. The World Series is tonight. Arizona's in Texas to face the Rangers at 7:03. That's on Fox. And former President George W. Bush at the age of 77, throwing out the first pitch. Of course, he was affiliated with the Rangers from 88 through 94.
One of the owners. Mm-hmm. But for him to be 77.
I know.
Will he throw from the mound? I don't know. That's getting up there now.
So the baseball schedule for Illinois is out. NHL action had St. Louis over Calgary 3-0. We have a lot of playoff action. GCMS and Aurora Christian. Also Danville and Washington tonight. And Triads at Muhammad Seymour at 7 o'clock this evening. We also have Monticello and DuCoin tomorrow at 2, Unity in Williamsville, Carlinville, Carter. Carlinville at SJO at 2 and Centennials at Crete Moni. The 1 o'clock games include PBL in Princeton, Villa Grove at Leroy, and tomorrow at 2 is West Central at Salt Fork. So good luck to all our area teams in playoff action.
I mentioned I'm doing CrossFit. Janet and I have been doing it for almost a year now with Christian owning the gym. I've got a clip from Tyson Bangent, the Bear quarterback. You got to hear this.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars, here's my price, and you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Hey, Luke, do you like music?
Well, yeah.
How about gaming?
I'm competitive by nature. Why are you asking?
Whether it's a video game, movie, or ball game, all content looks spectacular on a 10-foot screen lit up by a Sony laser projector that you can now get for under $6. The color's fantastic, and there's no lamp to replace.
So, what's that got to do with music or games?
In home theater, the picture's only half the equation. You can get a Sony ES receiver with hyper-fast HDMIs, hundreds of watts, Atmos, HDR, DTS:X, high-res, 7 channels that sound great with a 5-year warranty standard for $10.99. It's fast enough for games and beefy enough for the most demanding music and movies.
I bet it sounds good. Can I stream to it?
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Chromecast, AirPlay, Spotify Connect, and it works with Sonos.
Okay, I get the picture. And the sound, right?
Oh, right, Luke. You're on the ball as usual.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Yeah, I can't find it. Anyway, Tyson Bangent, he's the quarterback that took over for Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. He led the Bears to a 30-12 victory, I think, last Sunday.
Nice.
So he did a press conference, I think it was yesterday or something, 2 days ago. It's just tremendous. Can you believe you're here? Well, actually, yeah, I can because I've dreamed of this. Mm-hmm. This is what I really thought. He's a solid man of faith, but he talked about, you know, playing Division II, and he said, yeah, it's, you know, looking over what I'm playing against now, certainly it's different, but he threw 159 touchdown passes, and he's 6 foot whatever, 3 or 4, 220, so pretty big figure, frame, but he's just down to earth.
Yeah.
Just a really nice kid who actually works out as a CrossFitter, and so... They said, well, if you weren't doing this, if you didn't make third team and then work your way to second team and then the quarterback gets hurt and then you're playing, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? I'd be getting ripped in CrossFit. and teach in high school.
Okay, I like that.
That's what he'd be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's it really is a neat story. Yeah, quarterback position. The reason Patrick Mahomes gets $50 or $60 million to do what he does, $50 or $60 million a year, is because that's the key to your team. If you got a quarterback, I mean, the Bears had a different feel last Sunday. I know Justin Fields, your guy, I get it, but not bad having a guy come in and replacing him with energy and competence.
Yeah,
and
they say he's quicker and more urgent.
Well, just the fact that he did kind of a pump fake around the right side and scrambled for 10 yards and then kind of asked the crowd to bring it, like cheer. And
I like it.
That's a confidence thing, and the Bears played with great energy. I know the Raiders aren't very good. But anyway, we'll see. They go to the Chargers. They're not supposed to win that one. It'd just be kind of fun to see it. I mean, it makes you kind of want to watch the Bears.
Well, it talks about in this article beating out P.J. Walker for the roster spot and beating out Nathan Peterman. So Fields backup looks like he's got some show here. It should be great
to see him. Chops.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like him.
Game against L.A. on Sunday night.
Chargers in national TV. Mm-hmm. So, and I think he's from there. Anyway, he's a lot of family. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, check this.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana and Viz Saturday. A nice mild start to the day. Another warm one for the time of year. South winds. A little sneak peek of sun early on this morning. Clouds fill in and a couple of showers. Thunderstorms break out later this morning. And more so this afternoon. 78 the expected high. Even 80 south of Champaign. South wind turns sharply colder this evening, though. As wind shift northwest. Occasional showers. A couple of thunderstorms around this evening. Low down to 44. Much colder days worth of weather tomorrow. Some early to mid-morning sun. A shower for the afternoon up to 55 on an increasing north wind. Widespread rains tomorrow night, couple of thunderstorms and a low down to 45, and a rainy, raw Sunday with a northeast wind, temperatures largely in the 40s. Monday, maybe a shower in the afternoon at just 43, a cold day. A little snow and rain action here for Tuesday up to 42. We'll be down in the lower 20s Wednesday morning, the high up to 43. Moderation close to 50 come next Thursday and Friday. Drier weather for the rest of next week as well. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Yeah, weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, or services more than a promise. You can call Greg Wolf and get an assessment of your copier needs. And by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC, big
Disability Resource Expo.
Tomorrow
between 11 and 4. Better quality of life for people with disabilities in Champaign County and East Central Illinois. DisabilityResourceExpo.org for all the details on the 11 to 4 event at Marketplace Mall tomorrow.
Whatever you're doing, you probably want to get it done from the standpoint of comfort. Mm-hmm. Is going to, weather, as Greg just said, going to turn a little bit on us.
That's right. I'm going to Merle Norman, and they're having an event from 11 to 5 today. It's Witch's Day out. Lots of food and Halloween treats for everybody. It should be a great time.
And you have about a day to get your hose off your spigot.
Yes.
Mike,
and just take note of that, please. And
Me neither.
And Brian's just walking in. Hose off of the house.
Yeah, because take the spigot off the hose because it'll crack your... Exactly. I've had that happen. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
That is unenjoyable.
Have we had that
happen? That is unenjoyable. Because it just kind of... And it waters... Yeah.
Expands when it...
Definitely freezes. Want to take those hoses off.
Okay, thank you for the reminder.
Please, somebody call me to remind me. Anyway, that'll be... Yeah, do it this weekend. In fact, I'm going to do it today.
Uh-huh.
Anything outside, I'm going to do today.
Well, and Tolono Fun Day has our Halloween Fun Fest from 4 to 6, and we have fireworks in the 6 o'clock hour, and we just don't know, but we're moving forward with the plan because Sunday is all rainy.
One of Bill Self's assistants at Illinois was named Norm Roberts. Norm is a really good man. I knew Norm quite well when he was here. Norm Roberts, I think, is going to be on with Derek and Lon. Because I know Derek got hold of Norm, and they're going to do a little interview and some taping. That'll be on this afternoon. But Norm Roberts is a great guy.
Nice.
He was a former head coach, but he's been with Bill Self 25 years now.
Oh, that's such great insight. But in fact, I thought you might text Bill and say you want to be on ahead of the Maui Strong game.
And he had media avails, and I just didn't get it done.
Shoot, Stevie.
We've had a busy week.
Yes, we have.
But he's... I think I got a new phone. Let me see if I still have his phone number, for crying out loud.
We've had a busy week.
It's a busy
Brian's
week
in the vault there.
Let's just see if Stevie J still has Bill Self cell.
Okay.
Because I got a new phone.
You want to give that out to everybody before this Kansas game?
Sure. Why not?
Wow. It's going to be fun at 5 o'clock.
Because if I don't have Bill Self's number, I won't have Bill Self's number because I'm not going to get it. Oh, man, I do have it. It's 785. All right. I'm just kidding. But area is 785. It's Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, yeah, we'll see. I'm really looking forward to seeing how we look. And if you watch basketball a lot, you'll see it and you'll say, yeah, or you'll say, ooh, or you'll say, we're going to win them all. I mean, you know, if we light it up from three and run up and down, and Kansas is ranked number one for a reason.
That's right.
They're deep and they're good and they're experienced. And they got Hunter Dickinson, who you love.
Right.
From Michigan. He's there now. Anyway, it'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for listening. Monday, we'll return 7 to 9 in the morning to get your week started, and we'll get ready for Halloween.
Yes.
I can't believe, remember last year you had to scramble, go to Casey's for, you went to Dollar General.
Right.
To get the candy for the little kids.
That's right. But
I brought it in already.
Good for you.
So we'll have 40 pieces of candy for the little 3-year-old.
Have the light on if you're ready, just have it off if you don't.
They're going to come at 9:30 in the morning Tuesday. We'll be up.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't
From
need the
Hugs lineup. And Bugs down the street in downtown Philo.
Cute little kids, just itty bitty kids.
That's right.
And so we'll
lots
fill
of
their...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's mermaids.
Yeah.
There's superheroes. There's princesses. It's a good time.
Okay.
Oh, and Barbie.
Barbie and Ken will be out there.
That's right.
A lot of Barbie
that's a big
costumes.
One this year.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening and finding us on ESPN 93.5. It is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, and we'll be back. ESPN is next. The boys this afternoon from 3 to 5 with the 3 o'clock hour. We play in the 5 o'clock hour. I am Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Illini fans, gear up for the football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Hi, Randy Graham here with Curtis Orchard. Have you been out lately? You'll find more than apples, pumpkins, cider, and donuts. We also carry grass-fed beef, Duke Cannon men's products, and collectible Dineen mugs. Family-friendly business. Speaking of family-friendly, where else can you go that everyone has fun together? Apple and pumpkin picking aren't just for kids. When you want experiences everyone enjoys, visit Curtis Orchard. Date spot, outdoor amusement, pies, bakery, kids' activities, and place for kids' parties. We're located on Duncan Road, south of Curtis in Champaign. See you soon.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more at Frasca.com/careers.
Every year on November 11th, the United States of America proudly celebrates Veterans Day. And at Muhammad Christian Church, we are very grateful for the men and the women who protect and preserve our freedom. And we recognize all veterans and salute our armed forces every day of the year. And this year, allow us to make those days special as we present the Muhammad Christian Church 18th Annual Living Flag. And you are cordially invited to join us as we are celebrating life, liberty, and the freedom of worship with our award-winning Living Flag celebration. This year, we are presenting our Living Flag on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 4th at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and our finale, Sunday, November 5th at 5 p.m. And in our lobby after each performance, as you greet and thank our veterans and our active military, we will be serving dessert and refreshments. Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, across from the Lake of the Woods Golf Course. And for more information, please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody, somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Hey folks, fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.